Welcome to Holly's Racing Fantasy. This is your hotspot for weekly NASCAR Cup Series race recaps, latest news, and of course, fantasy picks for the upcoming race. And now, here's your host and the voice of Holly's Racing Fantasy.
Okay.
All right.
I don't mean to brag.
All right.
But I'm going to brag.
You brag then.
My honorable mention, William Byron, won COTA.
Yep.
My brilliant pick, Ty Gibbs, came in third.
Yep.
Bold pick, Alex Bowman, was fourth. Brilliant pick, Tyler Reddick, was fifth.
Wow.
Bold pick, Ross Chastain, was seventh.
Yeah.
Did I pick Chris Buescher?
I did.
Yeah,
you did.
My bold pick, Chris Buescher, was eighth.
Yep.
Christopher Bell came in second, and that was a surprise.
Big surprise.
I was surprised. Christopher Bell looked great.
He would have probably won the race if there was was a little bit longer. Even Willie said that.
Yeah, another lap or two. Woo.
Yeah, he had a fast car.
He had a fast car.
You know he did.
He did. 42. What was that?
Yeah, go, keep going.
42 laps he led.
Yeah.
This is a road course, so there was only 68 laps, I think.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure it's a 68 lap race.
Yeah.
And he led 42 of them.
Right.
Ross Chastain led 10 laps. That was probably the part where I fell asleep because the race was so.
It was a snoozer.
It was so boring.
Yeah.
Christopher Bell did lead 9 laps, but you know, pits and jockeying and all that and booty and booty barker and all
booty
that.
Booty barker booty.
Know. Denny Hamlin led a few laps, 3. Truex led 2.
Yeah.
And Tyler Reddick only led 1. Ty Gibbs only led 1 too.
And Tyler Reddick was a big disappointment.
I mean,
though he finished what, 5th or?
He finished 5th, but really
everybody
had him pegged
to win,
including you know, the boys in the Fox NASCAR booth.
Yeah.
The boys in the booth who said nothing risque this week. So right up front, there's no SBG.
No sexy booth talk
for
you
booth.
Folks.
No, yeah.
This week.
No. Speaking of SBG.
But keep your pants on.
Keep your pants on.
Because I'm sure next week we might get some more.
Speaking of SBG, let's move to SVG, Shane Van Gensburg, who finished 20th.
Nice transition there.
Thank you.
I like it.
I'm getting better.
Yeah.
He finished 20th. So, you know, I mean, I think people expected him to do a little bit better too. But, you know, I mean, this is tricky.
Yeah.
Man, NASCAR is tricky.
Are you kidding me?
And he spun and people spun. There was no cautions other than the stage breaks.
Yeah.
But a lot of people spun, hit the wall, flew around. It was a little, it was crazy.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Chase Elliott was doing well, but he got he finished 16th. He got a penalty because he cut the dog leg.
Yeah.
So, and you can't do
that's
that.
That's computerized.
Yeah.
That's not even like a NASCAR who calls it.
No,
like
they know. Guy. They know.
They know.
They always
I think
know.
He tried to appeal it,
He
too.
Did try to appeal it. They said,
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The computer never lies.
No, it does not.
Nor does the needle.
The computer doesn't lie, Dave.
Or the needle.
Or the needle. But Ty Gibbs still looked great. He looked great.
I'm telling you, that kid. Star, stud, future stud.
A lot of people don't exactly love him.
I know.
But whatever.
Is he a jerk?
I don't.
Is that why they don't like him?
Maybe he was a jerk in Xfinity.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't watch him enough in Xfinity.
Yeah.
But,
well,
you know, we're moving. Kami Kobayashi, he had a rough day too.
Oh, there goes my ears.
Oh, did your ears fall off?
They just fell off. Speaking of, should we tell everybody what we're...
Like, well, it's Easter.
Wearing ears?
We're wearing ears because Easter's coming.
Yeah.
Sunday is Easter Sunday. This is Holy Wednesday. Was Wednesday Holy Wednesday?
It kind of was. Well, in our church.
Grew up in the Holy Rosary of, well, not Catholic, but Orthodox.
Orthodox.
So, like, he
Greek
would go.
Orthodox.
They actually brought Jesus back down on Holy Thursday so they could look at him in the tomb.
Yeah. We did.
They had a tomb
in the church.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd go up there. It was kind of like, and when you were a kid, I thought Jesus was in there.
I would have too.
I mean, it was just
the
good old frightening days of church.
Yeah. When I went, now my church, we went to Pentecostal church. So like Holy Thursday was all,
the hippie,
these are the days of Elijah.
He's alive again. Right.
The stone's been rolled away.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
In my church, it was, Christos vos glace.
Yes, it was.
Amen.
Amen. They do great harmony.
Our servant John.
Oh,
let's have a reading.
Let us read.
Amen. 3 hours later.
Wisdom. Wisdom, let us be attentive.
4 hours later. Wisdom, let us be attentive.
Oh, I love that though.
I know.
I love the traditions.
I do too.
I'm not a weirdo, like Christian person who's going to like march against like weird things.
Right.
And
you're not going to shake on the ground.
I'm not going to flip around like a fish.
On the ground, right.
Right. And I'm not going to be down there, you know, supporting like weird things.
Oh, we're getting political.
I don't
want
to get political. I'm just trying to get spiritual, but I'm spiritual. Okay.
Very spiritual.
I believe in the Lord. Sorry, I just do. And no, I'm not sorry.
No,
I do.
Sorry.
Who's listening anyway? Everybody listening knows that my spiritual.
Yeah.
So yeah, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe if you believe.
You believe in the colors of the rainbow.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's all. We're hippies. I believe in hippie Jesus, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Peace, love.
Yeah.
And peace, love, and do not judge anybody lest you be judged. And on that note, that's our Wednesday night Bible study.
That's our Wednesday night Bible study.
So
I told you the Lord was with William Byron because he went to Liberty University.
Here's the thing. John almost picked William Byron for our fantasy league because he said, that's it. Today is Palm Sunday. William Byron went to Liberty. I'm going William Byron.
Yep.
And at the very last minute, he said, I better go with Ty Gibbs.
No.
No.
Tyler Reddick.
Tyler Reddick.
And my wife's like, I'm going with William Byron. She didn't help me and support me like a wife should.
But you know,
and so then we ended up I ended up fifth and she ended up with, first place.
I figured that would be I just had a hunch about William Byron, which is why he was an honorable mention. And I just figured, well, if I'm wrong, then John would be like, thanks a lot. I could have picked Tyler Reddick.
Yeah.
Because he talks like this.
I do.
No, you don't.
Thanks a lot. That's how I talk when we're talking about picks.
So, that's it. That wraps up the race, right?
Yeah, that's the race recap. Nothing really happened besides that.
Right.
Wait, real quick here.
Right. These are just
Bubba Wallace and Martin Truex got rocked by Corey LaJoy.
They did.
Am I on the wrong week?
No, that's it. Very early on.
Very early on. Like
very
the first lap,
on.
Wasn't it?
Something to that
first
effect.
Or second lap.
Yeah. Oh, I don't.
Corey LaJoy.
Oh, I don't even have my show notes. Well,
I
what really happened?
Nothing.
No,
I call
don't,
him a jerk.
No, you don't call him a jerk. He just, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Because then you got to think about what happened to him after the race. So you kind of got to feel bad for him.
Would he get beat up?
No, he like laid out. Like after the race, Corey LaJoy said that he, when they pulled into the pit, he had a cramp in his toe. And as soon as he like undid the steering wheel and got out, it like his whole body from the waist down seized up on him.
Oh, man.
And he couldn't even walk.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why he had to lay down.
Okay.
So he laid down outside of his car.
Oh.
Just because of that. Now, what they say is that this is a very, very physical road course.
Well, yeah.
Very, very physical and very hard. And you have to put a lot of physical energy into it. That's what they were saying in the booth.
Okay.
And so with all that physicality, he just, he just seized up. So he had to get like bags of IV. They had to cart him off. He's okay, he's all right, but he had to get a few bags of IV.
Okay.
So that's got to be scary. And Carson Hocevar got out, and he had to sit right down, too. He had to sit right down.
Next to the water trowel.
You know what? You make me laugh like an old whiskey drunk.
Yeah, you do. You do laugh like a whiskey drunk.
Or like, that's more like Muttley.
Or Muttley.
From the...
those Hanna-Barbera in the 70s.
Hanna-Barbera Animal Olympics.
Yep.
Or whatever. Muttley and Dastardly Dan.
So I don't know anything about NASCAR, so I just got to throw in little punchlines.
You do.
I'm just
we do.
She's
that's because
host.
It's fun. We're having fun. We have a good time. We talk about NASCAR. We talk about other things.
I was thinking about leaving the show, though.
Everybody, make a comment on whether you think John should leave the show.
In
the YouTube you're watching now,
go
in there.
They probably just want to see you.
They don't want to see me. I'm no good unless I'm with you.
No.
You are my other, you're my other half.
You're my other half.
You're my other half. I can't do this show without you.
Well, we're matching rabbits.
We are matching. Did you get your ears back on?
I think, I hope they look right.
Oh.
Because I have no way of knowing.
You don't have a monitor?
Oh, wait, I should check my monitor.
Check your monitor and see if they look right.
See if they look right.
But yeah,
or I've been talking the last. William, yeah, they look all right.
Okay, good. Well, yeah, William Byron okay. just really, you know, he barreled it out. You know, I'm trying to think if anything else happened. I can't even believe there was no cautions.
There was nothing.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's why I don't think we really have any cooter this week.
No, or sexy booth talk.
Sexy booth
did
talk.
Did I say that Allmendinger finished sixth?
Oh, I love Allmendingers. They're so delicious.
Oh, you're making me want an Allmendinger. Kyle Busch was ninth and Truex was 10th and Logano was 11th. Yeah. Also, I'm on the FODMAP elimination diet, folks. So I'm hangry.
Cranky.
I'm hangry all the time.
Yeah, it's like I go out and I'm just like, I'm going to get a cracker. I wish I could eat a cracker. And I'm like, okay.
I do have some nice gluten-free.
Here, I'm going to get some. That's what I get.
I can't have gluten. I can't have wheat. I can't have anything lactose.
Jack's like, Mom.
What? What do you want?
You're terrible. But
and
Jack's
like, okay.
I could have dairy, like hard cheese or butter, but I can't have lactose. So like no ice cream or cottage cheese. I could have lactose-free things. But I'm
butter.
Feeling my way around.
Okay.
I'm feeling my way around it. I'm doing better, but I got some nice gluten-free snacks, so that's important. But
yeah.
It's like my mom makes this delicious macaroni and cheese. Oh, my God. It's the best. It's so delicious. It's even better than mine, and that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
It's different. Right. But and I made it I heated it up for John and Jack for dinner.
Yeah.
And I was like, meh. And I'm eating like my gluten-free brown rice noodles with a little olive oil and parsley and a little Parmesan shaker. I mean, they were good too. But I wanted so bad to take a bite. I'm so jealous.
Oh, just a bite.
Just a bite.
I just want a bite.
Okay, so who got...
There's Alexa.
Oh, Lord. She's going to tell us there's a coastal flood warning.
Yeah, there's a lot of rain tomorrow.
The ark. We're building an
3
ark.
3 inches. We're building an ark.
Speaking of the Lord, we're building an ark.
We're going to gather all the bunnies.
We're going to my friend Marlo's house and get all of her bunnies.
Yeah.
She took a picture. My friend Marlo has 6 rabbits.
Yep. Free range rabbits.
Free range rabbits.
I should say free house rabbits.
Free house range rabbits.
Free house range rabbits.
And 5 of them are the giant Flemish hares.
They're awesome.
And it looks like the Peter Rabbit family.
Yeah.
She takes pictures and it looks surreal.
Yeah.
Because they're like these huge rabbits just laying around.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And the one has a butt. Like, it's like from the top view, it's like that rabbit's got...
It's got butt cheeks.
It's got butt cheeks.
I know. It's got like an apple butt.
I never knew rabbits had butt cheeks.
Well, the big Flemish rabbits apparently do.
Apparently so.
Because they've sploot. It's called a sploot. They lay with their legs kicked out behind them.
Yeah.
And their butt cheeks. It's crazy.
Huh. Interesting.
It is interesting. I should put some pictures on here.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. So Kyle Busch and Christopher Bell.
Okay.
So that was a kerfuffle. They got into... What happened on
Which
the track?
Which I knew was going to happen.
Oh, Christopher Bell. Did he block him or did he get into it? I can't...
He moved him.
He moved...
He basically moved
him. Okay, he moved him.
Well,
so.
He was... I think he was taking the inside.
Okay.
And Kyle was like... going to the inside.
Oh, right.
But since he was behind him, I think he kind of pushed Kyle Busch out and Kyle Busch spun and do not spin Kyle Busch.
It was terrible.
Do you even want to make that move on Kyle Busch?
Yeah.
He's just going to come to you after the race.
Which he did.
And make you feel like a child.
Yes, which he did. You
he
can see the video.
He will scold you like a child.
Video is everywhere. And apparently he said to Christopher Bell, have I ever wrecked you before?
Yeah.
And Bell was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, it's
Listen,
coming.
Son.
It's coming, son.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Like a dad to a little kid.
I hope they don't wreck each other this week in Richmond because they're both really good here.
Yeah.
And they both have a shot to win.
Okay.
So like take it to Martinsville, boys, because you don't need to be doing anything on this track.
Yeah.
You know, this
weekend.
Kyle
Busch needs a win. He's got to get a win to get in.
He might.
I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, but. Yeah.
Oh, he's got excellent numbers here.
Yeah, I mean, not numbers there, but I mean how he's in the standings right now. But he's got to win. He's got to get a win.
Is he in the standings right now? Mm. Oh, my ears are kind of goofing around.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He is not in the top. Martin Truex Jr. is the current driver standing.
Yeah.
With points. And Ty Gibbs, Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson.
Okay.
Kyle Busch is 13th.
Okay. So he's not,
if it were to end today, Kyle Busch would be in.
Yes, he would.
But
he needs to get better.
He needs to get better. And he needs to get a win in his pocket.
Yes, he does.
You know who needs to get better too while we're talking about this?
Bubba Wallace.
Yeah, Bubba Wallace.
Yeah.
But he's had some kind of crappy luck, though.
He really has.
And he's raced good for having crappy luck. So I can't imagine when luck goes his way.
He had to go back four times into the pit.
And he still finished pretty good.
Yeah, I think he did. Didn't
Not great, but I mean, he still finished the race.
Right.
And they weren't sure he was going to finish the race.
He finished 15th.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's like, yeah, he had to go back in four times.
Yeah.
Because of that stupid...
Yeah.
But yeah, well, I have a feeling about Bubba Wallace in Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there any other news? Let me look at my show notes.
Any other news?
I don't think there's any other news. There's no sexy booth talk.
Ooh, no.
My ears are booping around.
Just that little, they
the
had that little.
The audience has probably watched them fall forward.
Yeah.
So that'll probably be, that's going to drive John nuts when he's editing this video.
It's okay.
All right.
I'll let it slide.
Okay.
Get it?
We need a rim shot.
Okay. Yeah, someday I'll get sound effects going here, but. I'm running the Muppet Show. So
we talked about Matt DiBenedetto coming back for Xfinity. Junior Dale Jr. announced that he's going to run the fall Bristol race for Xfinity.
That's cool.
Ryan Newman's coming back to Richmond in a modified tour.
Okay. That really it?
Yeah, I'm trying to look.
Yeah.
Kyle Petty, or is it Richard Petty? No, I think Richard Petty thinks that there should not be any stages. He thinks NASCAR needs to get rid of the stages.
Really?
Yeah. Which I can kind of see that because the stage points are kind of, I don't know.
Well,
I know.
Dale Jr., Earnhardt Jr. wants to get rid of shifting. I saw an article.
Does he really?
Back. Hates that drivers have to shift.
Hmm.
You'd like to see it, the shifting gone.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so Richmond is, it's the Toyota Owners 400. So you know that my fantasy picks are loaded with Toyotas.
Your dad will be there because he owns a Toyota.
He won't be there. Oh, I get what you're, very funny.
Your sister.
That's right. I used to have a Toyota.
Yeah, I'd get a Toyota.
Oh, I absolutely would.
Yeah, we almost did. We almost got that purple one.
Oh, we almost got a purple RAV4.
Yeah, with like light tan and leather interior and stuff. But we ended up with our Nissan, which we love. So
I do love the Nissan.
Nissan Rogue.
I do love the Nissan Rogue.
Yep.
But my next car is definitely going to be a Honda or a Toyota.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know, they spoil me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talking to the microphone there, kid.
Oh, am I not?
You are, but you're just like, I'm in a...
Oh, am I fading in and out?
Yeah, you're fading in and out.
Okay.
You're a host. What are you doing?
Oh, my Lord.
Were you adjusting something over there?
Oh, my... No.
Holly's Racing Fantasy, talking to the microphone.
I just took a sip of something.
Oh, okay.
I just took a sip of
There's
my
no
drink.
There's no pausing in the show.
I know, jeepers. So
I can sip, though. You can.
Is this really it? Are we going to my fantasy and then happy Easter, everybody? I mean, what's going on? Oh, who do you like and why?
We have a who do you like and why.
Okay, listen, everybody. If you're listening or watching, you can go to this YouTube video that you're watching now and tell me who you like and why for the next race after Richmond. They're going to Martinsville on April 7th. Tell me who you like for Martinsville on this video.
Okay.
You could also go on Facebook either Monday or Tuesday night. I say Monday. I try to get it on Monday. Sometimes I don't get it up till Tuesday. And comment on Holly's Racing Fantasy on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I have 12 followers.
Ooh.
Yeesh.
Wow, that's worth all the effort.
I know. And tell me who you like and why. Okay, so this week, I had two on Facebook. As usual, Rose Chess.
Hey, you know what? We're not doing who do you like is why. We have to stop the video and do that section separately.
Oh, okay. I'm going to tell you who you like and why when we come right back.
We'll be right back.
Okay. Now we're going to tell you who everybody likes and why.
Now is your time to say who do you like and why.
Rose from Wilmington, who comments every week, says that she likes Chris Bell because he is unstoppable these days and he is a fighter and he believes in stage points.
He is hot
right
now.
I believe in stage points.
What's that?
Oh, that's R. Kelly.
Yeah, they're now we're canceled.
That's, well, I forgot.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's something.
You mean to tell me he makes videos with girls with pigtails?
Oh, God. John and I have no life.
No, that's John Mulaney.
It's John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, Raven Garcia, thank you for getting in your pick.
All right.
Raven Garcia on Facebook loves this track.
Okay.
I do too.
Yeah.
And he thinks that Kyle, he, I'm not, oh, I just said, I don't know. Raven like thinks that Kyle Busch is due. I don't know if people are male or female because right. I don't know these things.
Right.
So the, Raven thinks that Kyle Busch is due. And I do too.
Kyle Busch. Mm-hmm. You know who I like?
Who do you like?
Oh, I like.
This is going to be sarcasm.
Tommy Cabasi.
Tommy Cabasi. Hey, where did Todd Gilliland finish?
Oh, my Lord. I'm talking about Tommy Cabasi.
You don't even know a Tommy Cabasi.
Tommy Cabasi is delicious. I can't eat Cabasi, though, anymore.
I can't eat Cabasi because I can't
have
onion.
Well, it's Easter. That's why I said I'm giving a throw, you know,
it is.
Shout out to Easter.
Yeah, that's the ethnic.
Yeah.
We have Cabasi.
Yeah.
Except for this year, we probably won't.
I don't think so.
Because I can't have
onions. I got gastritis.
Well, you have gastritis, although it is healing. Thank you. He's on Nexium.
Yeah.
Things are healing.
Yeah.
My mouth is healing slowly.
It's like
slowly.
Our health show.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so listen, I can't have onions or garlic. I love onions and garlic. I can't have them on this FODMAP.
Yeah.
I'm only on it for a little while.
Smell those onions.
So I can't have kibasi or sausage or anything yummy like that.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, we can.
Wow, 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 wow.
Me and Jack can.
You and Jack can. Okay.
All right.
Here's the weekend schedule. I'm going all over the place.
What are you getting the weekend schedule? You got to do that at the end.
All right.
Oh, my God. You were jumping to everywhere.
Let's go to my fantasy picks.
Is that what you want to do?
Well, I'm nothing's left.
Okay. So we did Who Do You Like and Why?
We did Who Do You Like and Why. It's a short show. There's no
short
cougar.
Show.
There's no sexy booth.
All right.
Let's go to my
fantasy
picks.
Let's get your picks for this week's race.
This week, the Toyota Owners 400 at Richmond Raceway on Easter Sunday.
All right. Let's hear them.
Now?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got to cut out of here.
Okay.
Okay. We'll be back.
Folks, head on over to FifthDownFantasy.com for the latest football news and fantasy rankings. For over a decade, Fifth Down Fantasy has been a top fantasy destination for those who need their NFL headlines like they need their pizza, hot and fresh. Visit FifthDownFantasy.com today. Real fantasy sports for real fantasy players. While fantasy sports betting can be fun, gambling can be a serious issue. If you or someone you know has a gambling addiction and wants help, call or text the National Problem Gambling Hotline at 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. Standard text and data rates do apply. You can also visit them online at ncpgambling.org.
These are my picks for the Toyota Owners 400 at Richmond Raceway on Sunday night. It is a Toyota show. It's a no-nonsense show. It is, first up, Virginia native Denny Hamlin, who grew up on these tracks and knows them like the back of his hand. Denny Hamlin has 4 wins in Richmond and 22 top 10 finishes. That means 22 times Denny Hamlin has finished between 1st and 10th. Pick the 11. Also next up, Martin Truex Jr., another Toyota driver. Martin Truex Jr., let's see, you have to go about 6 years back to find a time that he finished outside the top 11. I mean, he is solid here, whether he wins or whether he comes up close. I think he'll have an Easter miracle on Sunday. 17 top 10 finishes, Martin Truex Jr., 3 wins. And last but not least in my brilliant category, Chris Bell. Chris Bell, I think he's hot right now. And I don't mean looks-wise. I mean his tires, his speed, his pit crew, everything is going for the number 20 right now. So Christopher Bell, though he has no wins here, he always has an impressive run, and he may get his first Richmond win Sunday night. Moving on to my bold picks. If Kyle Busch was himself, he would be in the brilliant category. But he's in bold because I still believe in him. And let me tell you why. Because this is one of his best tracks. Kyle Busch has won, I think, at just about every track. Maybe every one. He might be missing. I'm not sure. But he has 28 top 10 finishes here. 28! 28 times. I mean, that's insane. And he has 6 wins. 6. don't rule out Kyle Busch. If you need a pick for Richmond, or if you need to pick Kyle Busch at some time this season and you can only pick him once, this is the time to do it. Joey Logano. I said I wasn't going to pick him until he showed me a little bit of something, which he has showed me a lot of nothing. But I'm thinking that the number 22, this is an old school track, right? So you need old school good boys to defend their titles. And Joey Logano has won here twice. He has 18 top 10 finishes. I think he's going to have a good showing, Joey Logano. Last but not least, I could not for the life of me. I went through about four different drivers to try to figure out who to pick. And you know what? I threw a dart at the wall. And then I got to thinking, maybe this is a good dart. I'm going out on a limb for my sleeper pick this week to pick Bubba Wallace. And here's why. He hasn't won. He hasn't even finished top five. He's finished just outside the top 10. But the last time we were here, he got some stage points. He looked pretty good and he led 80 laps. So you know what? If you have to pick somebody way outside the demographics, go with Bubba Wallace. And I'm going to give you an honorable mention of Chris Buescher. Even though I picked Chris Buescher last week, and I was going to pick him this week, and then I decided not to, and then I loaded up my NASCAR tab, and there's Chris Buescher hawking some kind of a medication or something. So I said, maybe he's haunting me. And last week, my honorable mention actually won the race. So let me just say, Chris Buescher, keep your eye on him. That's a possibility. If there's anybody that you probably shouldn't pick this week, here's who I'm going to stay away from. I'm going to stay away from Austin Dillon, Ryan Preece, and Tyler Reddick. Even though Reddick is a Toyota, I feel like he's something's off with him right now. So maybe not. Or maybe he could come in. But I'm definitely staying away from Austin Dillon and Ryan Preece. Okay, let me give you a recap. For brilliant picks for this Sunday night at the Toyota Owners 400, Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, and Christopher Bell. Bold picks are Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, and Bubba Wallace. And last but not least, maybe shy away from Austin Dillon and Ryan Preece, and an honorable mention to Chris Buescher. So those are my NASCAR fantasy picks for Easter night, and I'm sticking to them.
Interact with Holly's Racing Fantasy on YouTube or Facebook. Just search Holly's Racing Fantasy on each to find us. And don't forget to tell us who you like and why every Wednesday before each race. You can comment on the current HRF episode on YouTube or reply to my Monday night post on Facebook. Thanks!
I'm wrapping up the show.
Okay.
It's a short show.
It's a short show. Kind of. Because we kind of rambled.
That's okay. Bit, so. People like it. You know what? Yeah. People like to know who we are.
Yeah.
It makes us real.
Oh, yeah. We're real. Yeah.
Here we go. There's no truck series this weekend, but the NASCAR Xfinity Series qualifying is at 9:05 a.m. on Saturday, and the race is the Toyota Carra 250 at 1:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1 on Saturday.
Okay.
Qualifying for the Cup is at 10:15 a.m. on Saturday. That's on FS1. And the Toyota Owners 400 is on Easter Sunday on Fox at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Cool.
So enjoy it, watch it, hang out with it.
Love it.
How's everybody doing on their brackets? Everybody doing with March Madness?
I'm doing terrible.
It's madness. You don't even know. I don't think you've even checked.
I didn't even play.
You didn't?
No, I didn't play.
My bracket went bust because I had Kentucky going all the way to the Final Four. All the way to the Final Four, and I'm winning.
Yeah, you don't watch enough college basketball.
Kentucky was like a number one or two seed.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I think a lot of brackets got busted with that.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Except for North Carolina.
Oh.
They're in every, like Duke, North Carolina State.
Yes, they are.
Obviously UNC.
I have UNC going all the way to the Final Four,
too. They might.
Yeah, I know. I think
they might win it.
I've got Creighton winning it. So we'll see. Tomorrow night they play at 10 o'clock. If Creighton keeps going, then I'm all right. I also have Iowa State winning in my other bracket. I have two brackets. So we'll see. But I haven't really been paying much attention to that one. I think they're both probably about even.
Yeah.
Is there anything else to say? I don't think so.
Besides the bracket.
How about we have a new nephew. We have another
nephew.
A new nephew. Yep. This is our 1, 2, 3. This is our fourth nephew.
Okay.
We have four nephews and two nieces.
Right.
And this is This is Leo.
Leonard. Yes.
But Leo's.
But Leo will probably be his mm-hmm. nickname.
Yeah. So he was born at home. He was born at home.
He wasn't supposed to be.
No, it was like, oh, here's the contraction. Oh, there's my water. Oh, there's his head.
Yep.
So my brother-in-law basically delivered him.
Yep.
Just as the paramedics came in, that he came out. So that, you know, but it was close.
Yeah.
So he's very big,
he's
big
so
boy.
Cute.
He's adorable. He's
adorable.
He's a little under the weather, has a little health issues.
Yeah.
So he's in the NICU over in London. They live in England. Mm-hmm. So there, he's over in the, you know, intensive care, but he's getting better every day.
Yes.
Getting better every day, but still on some oxygen.
Won't
be long.
Rolling the house.
Yep. Oh, yep. He'll be rolling the house. Well, him and my other nephew, Teddy,
they're taking over. They are taking over. Sorry, Justin.
Yeah,
sorry, Jack.
Sorry, guys.
Your days are numbered.
They're
taking over.
They will take over. Those two are going to be, you know, a dangerous force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, I don't know much to say. I hope everybody has a great Easter.
Eat lots of peeps.
You know, eat lots of peeps. I don't care. I used to hate peeps, Gus.
Mm.
Now I eat a peep.
Oh, you gotta love a peep.
At least
you can at least eat it.
Because of you.
At least something you can eat on the FODMAP.
I can on the FODMAP. On the FODMAP. So, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Other than that, I think I want everybody to have a nice week. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah.
Hope it's nice weather wherever you are.
It's going to be nice here.
It's going to be wonderful here.
Like 80.
It's going to be absolutely 80.
Yeah, so, 80 degrees.
Yep.
Yeah.
So enjoy wherever you are. Enjoy family, friends, or just being by yourself with the peace and quiet.
Yes.
Stay healthy.
And?
Happy.
Safe.
And safe. And?
Stay happy.
Stay happy and safe and be above and beyond all. Race on.
Race on.